to close out a fantastic lunch, I want to bring up a good friend who I've had the privilege of working with for the past year. He's going to be a lawyer. I don't hold it against him, but he's going to do it. Mr. Chris Jekyll. Chris, come on up here to the mic. And
hey, everybody. How's everybody doing right now? Okay, well, I am going to try to make this brief, because anyone who knows me knows that I can get on a soapbox, so I'm going to try to do the closing remarks, but there are some things that I'd like to say on behalf of IABS. First off, let's give a round of applause for the scholarship winners that are here today. Absolutely. We at IABS are very proud of the scholarship class, as we are every year, and we're also incredibly proud of the USLAM participants that could join us today. You know, learning is fun, it's interesting, but not all the time. And a lot of times it can be challenging and difficult. And overcoming these problems, that's what makes us better students, it's what gives us endurance, and it's important that we recognize that these people here today have confirmed that they are competent, that they're interested, that they're ambitious, and that's great. And so that's important. So thank you very much for being here with us today. Also, I'd like to acknowledge Darian for coming out here from California. Let's give him a round of applause, please. Thank you. No, that's a long flight, so we're happy to have you here and hear your words. So in closing, I'd just like to say a few things about IABS, and this is more addressed to the people here who are moderately associated with the organization or are just now beginning to learn more about IABS. The Illinois Association of Blind Students is a very important resource, and I can't stress that enough. I know in my own personal experience, I've used IABS as a resource to learn more about adaptive technologies, certain accommodations that work, because every person who's blind and low vision, they have different needs. And I'm sure everyone in this room, while they have similar ways that they use screen reader technology, Braille, JAWS, WindowEyes, everyone uses things a little bit differently. So to have a network, and this goes for NABS as well, I mean, IABS, we're a smaller group, but NABS, having that bigger resource, It's nice to have people to bounce ideas off of. It's nice to have moral support. I know that, again, my own personal experience, there have been situations in law school where, you know, you just want to talk to somebody who has had an experience with a professor who didn't get it, or a disability accommodations person who didn't get your materials converted in time if you did require assistance. And IABS, and again, NABS on a larger scale, it allows you to have people who understand where you're coming from. You can vent. You can learn strategies. And on behalf of IABS, the message that we are issuing to all of you today who are new to the organization, let us help you. I'm going to say that again to you guys. Let us help you. If you want to talk about ways to attack problems, applications, how you should approach job interviews, what agencies have been good to you, what techniques, what caseworkers. I mean, we want to help you, we want to be there for you, and we want to get to know you. I can say from my own personal experience that the IABS folks that I know now and on the board and when we get in on the calls, on the monthly calls, it's a great group of people. You couldn't ask for a better group of people. And I invite all of you, again, who are moderately associated with the organization and might want to get involved, come join us. We're here with open arms. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your lunch. Thank you.